This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from Auskick to the big time.
David Noble about to speak. Here we go.
Lockie Neal must be pretty great for the footy club.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, great character. Brings lots of attributes into our football club that, you know, we want to stand for and where we're going. Apart from, you know, the depth of the midfield that it adds to. He's in the age demographic that we want, but a great person. He and his partner, Jules, we're, you know, really thankful that they've chosen us club, our club, to extend their journey in the football community. And we'd like to thank Freo for being open and, you know, willing to deal.
So they were okay. I mean, it seemed like they were pretty keen to keep Lockie Neal and we're going to play hardball, but in the end it was pretty amicable.
That was your guys' interpretation. It certainly wasn't ours. You know, Steve and Peter were really fair and equal to deal with, so we had no issue with Freo's stance at all.
Dave, we haven't heard from Lockie. What reasons has he given you for wanting to come to your football club?
Oh, I think what Lock's seen is the direction that we're taking. I think he likes the list that we're putting together. I think he feels that there's a position in there that he can really extend his football. He's done his homework. He loves the way that, you know, Fags goes about his coaching. And I think they're the key things that Lock's really seen to look forward to in coming to Brisbane to play with us. I mean, anything further, you'll have to ask Lock, but that's probably the sentiment that we've gained from him.
Are you still pretty disappointed, though, that Chris Fagan, the coach of the club, found out about it by reading his phone in the morning and not from Dane himself or a party within the club?
They've spoken. They've spoken. Chris and Dane have spoken. So that's all clear.
In much more of a position now to deal with Collingwood, though, now that you've got Lockie Neal in the door?
Well, I think what we wanted to do, Pete, was that we wanted to manoeuvre ourselves into a bit more position within the draft. You know, I've been on record as saying that we still need to take some more players out of the draft this year. So we've been able to position ourselves really well with some good futures next year. And you know, if Collingwood decide that they want to come and deal at the table, then that might put us in a position this year in this year's draft. So bringing an elite player in like Lock and being able to go to the draft is probably a massive win for us.
So you brought in an elite player, as you said. Yep. What should Brisbane fans expect from you next year now that Lockie's part of the team?
Oh, who knows? There's certainly no ceiling on our development. Yeah, I think what you've seen in the latter part of this year, the growth, the improvement of our group. So, yeah, look, we won't be saying sort of where we got as far as wins and losses. Crikey, we're only in October. We've got to get through pre-season, get a healthy list at the start of the year. So, but look, certainly Lockie helps that midfield. You know, he's contested ball. He's probably the leading player in that since 2006 in the competition. So lots of good qualities he brings into that midfield group.
It's been a bit overshadowed today, but why did Sam Mayes leave?
Yeah, personal reasons. I mean, you know, Sam's loyalty when we were, you know, a bit stuck with a few players leaving a few years ago was really unheralded, and he's got some personal circumstances that we were, you know, happy to get him back home. So, you know, Porter to be thanked in that deal as well.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.